So thanks so much for sticking with me here. So this next talk is now looking at a different substance than obstetric care provider screening for illicit drug use during pregnancy. So essentially, again, acknowledging my co-investigators, which actually is a different set of co-investigators than the smoking cessation one, and again, acknowledging sort of who funded this. Then there's no relationships to disclose. In terms of background with regard to drug use, perinatal drug use is associated with multiple adverse pregnancy and maternal and infant outcomes, similar to the smoking cessation or smoking. Screening for illicit drug use during pregnancy does aid in identifying patients who are at increased risk for pregnancy complications. Unfortunately, patients often do not disclose their drug use to providers, and multiple studies do sort of indicate that a good proportion, ranging from 30 to, in some cases, in some studies that you can see, sort of almost up to sort of 70%, actually don't disclose their drug use to their providers. Little information actually exists on how obstetric care providers actually ask about drug use. And then concurrently, we don't know what type of screening communication or what type of communication at all is more likely to elicit disclosure. So with this particular study, we wanted to describe how obstetric care providers ask pregnant patients about illicit drug use and to examine associations between different communication styles with disclosure of drug use. So similar to the other study, because this actually used 250, the last study's data set was a total of 301. It was the merging of the data between two studies that were similar in methodology, 51 from a pilot study, and then 250 from my K08, and this is the 250 from that K08 that I talked about. Again, we recruited pregnant patients and obstetric care providers prior to their first obstetric visits, and we audio recorded their visits. In terms of a little bit more information about the study setting, it was a hospital-based clinic in an urban academic medical center, and the patient population is a racially diverse, primarily low-income, population. The majority are on medical assistance or don't have any health insurance. So potentially a population that would have a higher proportion of substance use. In terms of our data analysis, all of the audio recordings were coded for any type of inquiry regarding the illicit drugs, and then also coded for patient disclosures of illicit drug use. In terms of the screening and communication, we ended up then looking at the specific styles of asking about substance use. And we wanted to, we started to see different sort of patterns and started to code for them. And so we looked at, for one, whether or not the providers use detailed questions about drug use, that is, referring to specific drugs by their names or their types. And whether or not they actually use more than one question to ask about either drug or alcohol or drug use. So this was 250 pregnant patients. So this study, this particular analysis, is using all 250 of that particular study. The mean age was 25 years, with their range between 18 and 42. For the larger study, the full study, 47% were white and 47% were African American, and the majority were not married, they were single. A total of 51 providers, obstetric care providers, actually performed the 250 visits. The majority were still female and white. The mean age was 31 years, ranging between 22 and 54 years. The majority, 78% in this sort of 250, in the 250, were the residents and obstetrics and gynecology physicians, but we also had nurse midwives as well as nurse practitioners and one physician assistant. So in terms of actually screening for illicit drug use, so 90% or 224 of the visits actually contain a general question about drug use. And in general, it was very general, actually. It was, for example, drugs or any street drugs is sort of how they phrased it. 86 of the visits, 34%, contained a more detailed drug question. For example, any cocaine, marijuana, heroin, or they might have sort of started with the, have you had any drug use? For example, cocaine, marijuana, heroin, LSD, and they listed the names of different sort of drugs. 11 visits, though, had no screening for drugs. 64 visits contained drug inquiry using more than one question. So there were some times where they kind of asked more than once. And in 40 of these visits, which represents 64% of those particular visits, the repeated question was a more detailed question. So 77 patients actually disclosed drug use to the provider during the audio recorded visit. And in the visits, so looking at sort of associations between the screening communication and disclosures, in the visits where the providers asked using detailed questions, patients were about 2 times more likely to disclose. In visits where providers asked using more than one question, patients were almost 3 times more likely to disclose. In visits where patients used just more general questions, that is very, you know, indeterminate and kind of the drugs or street drugs, sort of very loosely associated questions, they were less than half as likely to disclose. So in terms of limitations, the data was collected at a single clinical location. Again, the providers were mainly resident physicians, and so may lack some of the communication skills and training regarding substance use discussions. We actually also don't have information regarding the actual substance users. That is, we don't have information regarding substance users who did not disclose at all. We didn't do urine drug screening or anything like that to obtain other data to actually kind of verify whether or not people were using drugs. In conclusion, obstetric care providers are asking their pregnant patients about drug use, but the drug use inquiry tends to be rather brief and rather general, and it did seem that repeated and detailed inquiry may improve the identification of pregnant patients who use illicit drugs. In terms of implications, obstetric care providers should use more than one question maybe to assess for perinatal illicit drug use and to ask about drugs using more detailed and descriptive questioning.